This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Dream, Believe, Achieve, My Autobiography by Jonathan Ray. Foreword by Carl Fogarty. Read by Connor McNeil.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Tatia, Jake and Tyler. Foreword by Carl Fogarty. My first connection with the Ray family was more than four decades ago, in 1977, when my dad, George, finished second behind Joey Dunlap in his first TT victory on the Ray Racing Yamaha sponsored by Jonathan's granddad, John. John Ray was a jovial Irishman who loved his racing, and I was a bit in awe of him when I first met him for my debut at the 1987 Northwest 200, and he gave me some words of encouragement. The family connections continued when I raced on the roads against Jonathan's dad, Johnny. I was fourth on the bike I borrowed from the junior race in 1989, when Johnny claimed his only TT win. Many years later, Jonathan was one of a number of up-and-coming British lads, along with the likes of Leon Camier, Kyle Crutchlow and Tom Sykes, who my Foggy Patronas racing team considered for our final year in World Superbikes in 2006, before we finally opted for the late Craig Jones. I don't remember speaking to Jonathan until I answered a call from an unknown number when staggering out of a beach club in Marbella after a couple of too many shandies. He was racing for HM Plant in the British Superbike Championship in 2007.